This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Occupy Oakland, a California city with a tradition of activism and a recent history of protests over police violence, takes the Occupy Wall Street voltage up a notch. One city, one nation under the grips of economic trouble, a report from Divisible America on this Thursday, November 3rd. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Question: Oakland, California, the protests out there, ritual unrest or tipping point for a larger movement? Two views this morning. Also, Herman Cain's Big Mo and his troubles. Are they a big no for the GOP nomination? We'll talk about that later this hour. And a man majoring in homelessness at UCLA, a student's sad extracurricular predicament. He tells his story to my co-host, Celeste Headlee, who's out on the West Coast. Here's what you're talking about. Greed is a human problem all over the world, says Brant from Clarksville, Tennessee, posted at thetakeaway.org. The Occupy Wall Street movement has sounded the cannon against the corporate gutting of America through the lobbying and gross corruption of our government from the inside out. You know how to reach us. Go to thetakeaway.org or give us your views at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We begin in Europe, though, where moments ago, President Obama in France at the G20 summit talked about the Greek debt problem at a news conference with French President Nicolas Sarkozy.
We also discussed the situation in Greece and how we can work to help resolve that situation as well. And the United States will continue to be a partner with the Europeans to resolve these challenges.
Principal challenge this morning at the G20 summit in Cannes, France, is Greece. And Prime Minister George Papandreou is doing a hard push at the summit, trying to settle his country's finances, even as his government is under threat back home. Speaking after an emergency meeting with French and German leaders, Papandreou talked about the need for an upcoming national referendum on a bailout deal.
And I believe it's crucial that we show the world that we can live up to our obligations.
Even as he was saying that, though, Greece's finance and development ministers came out against the Papandreou proposed referendum, and the prime minister is hosting an emergency cabinet meeting in Athens in just a few hours. In Washington, President Obama's $60 billion plan for infrastructure jobs is likely headed towards defeat in the Senate today. It was announced yesterday the GOP plans to filibuster the entire package. Thousands of protesters clogged Oakland, California yesterday, effectively shutting down the port city. Some union members and teachers didn't show up to work so they could participate. Teacher Diane Brown was one of the workers.
The banks, the billionaires and millionaires are making money off our backs. Our students are suffering. Our classrooms are suffering.
We'll go to the Oakland protests in just a moment. Demonstrations during the day were mostly peaceful, but overnight protesters began to clash with police, with officers firing tear gas into crowds and as many as 40 people arrested there in Oakland. Protesters in Seattle also clashing with police. Hundreds gathered around a downtown hotel where the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon, was speaking. After a shoving match broke out among the crowd, officers pepper sprayed several protesters. And about 80 demonstrators from the New York protests have their first court date today. They were arrested a month ago for disorderly conduct. Let's look at the markets. European markets are down this morning. Most Asian markets are down watching the G20 summit, as well as the Hang Seng off by 2.5% this morning. And after yesterday's positive day on Wall Street, U.S. futures are in concert with the rest of the markets, poised to open down. The Dow starts at 11,836, the S&P at 1,238, and the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,640. Coming up this hour, GOP hopeful Herman Cain remains under fire over allegations of sexual harassment. We'll assess the damage done to his campaign and compare those allegations with some famous allegations, presidential-wise, of the past. My co-host Celeste Headlee has been out in Los Angeles, California, reporting on homelessness amongst college students. She's going to speak to one undergrad who's majoring in homelessness, you might say, as an extracurricular activity. And as the G20 summit gets underway, we're looking at the role of the U.S. in the world. Does the U.S. still have the same global influence? Well, obviously not, but how is it changing? Jordan on Facebook says, let's remember, we still have the largest economy, the most powerful and technologically advanced military, the most advanced and prestigious research universities, the most influential culture. What do you think? 877-8-MY-TAKE or text the word TAKE to 69866.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.